Hey, 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 transfer cats, and welcome back to 30 Days to Transfer, the podcast that helps you navigate the transfer process with confidence and maybe even a little bit of humor along the way. I am Scott Cooper, your transfer man, and today's episode is all about building your scholarship portfolio. But first, if the pilgrims came to America on the Mayflower, what do students go to college on? Scholarships. Oh, thank you very much. Welcome. Well, today is all about the money, money, money. And there's five things that I really want to talk about today. Whether you're trying to pay for tuition, books, or just cut down on those daily coffee costs, scholarships can really make a huge difference in your financial future. By the end of this episode, you're going to know how to organize everything you need to apply for scholarships, find opportunities online and locally, and even craft a scholarship essay that shows both who you are and why you deserve funding. All right, let's talk about why scholarship portfolios matter. I know we've been talking about portfolios recently. Just think of your scholarship portfolio as your money-making toolkit. Just like a toolbox holds all the right tools for the job, the scholarship portfolio organizes the essentials so you're ready to apply quickly and efficiently. Here's what you need for almost every single scholarship application I've seen. Number one, resume. Clean, updated, tailored to highlight your leadership, your volunteering, and achievements. Two, a personal statement or scholarship essay. And we'll talk about how to craft one in just a minute. Number three, you need your student aid report, which you get from your FAFSA or your California Dream Act. That demonstrates your need, and a lot of need-based scholarships want that. Number four, 2 to 3 letters of recommendation from professors, counselors, or employers who know you well. Number five, the application itself. This could be online or even old-fashioned paper, and that's usually your demographic information and things like that. So this is where your physical and digital portfolio from our last episode really come in clutch. All these documents have a home. They're ready to go. There's no more late-night scrambling to find a missing transcript, right? Or should I say, that's the good sound effect for that right there. All right. Types of scholarships. So we have two basic types of scholarships. Number one is need-based, and these are tied to your financial aid. Much of this information comes directly from your FAFSA or your Dream Act application, and many colleges automatically match you to scholarships based on your need. So we're not going to go too much into need-based right now. I really want to focus on the second type, which is merit-based scholarships. These are awarded based on your skills, your achievements, or even unique characteristics like being left-handed or something like that. So they can be athletic, artistic, academic, or very, very specific. So there is a left-handed bowling scholarship, by the way. Knowing which type you qualify for will help you focus your search. All right, let's talk about converting that personal statement of yours into a scholarship statement. So most likely you've already written a personal statement. You wrote the PIQs for the UCs. Maybe you've actually written a Common App personal statement, which is longer. And a lot of times scholarship essays will want to know the same thing. They're going to want to know what your major is, what you plan on doing, what you want to do when you transfer. But they're also going to need to know another part of you, and that's your financial story, which you typically don't put in a college essay, right? So here's the formula. There's four main steps to writing a paragraph that's going to go into your personal statement that's really going to make it stand out as a financial aid, a scholarship personal statement. Here's the formula. Number one, we're going to need to state the cost. That's the school or where you want to go to attend. Two, we have to explain what you're doing to help yourself, you know, working, saving, budgeting. Number three, we're going to describe how that scholarship is going to make a difference. Is it going to allow you to work fewer hours so you can focus on your studies? Will it help you buy books or specific equipment? We need to let them know, how does that scholarship help? And number four, how are you going to give back? Once this is all said and done, how are you going to give back to the community or represent that scholarship organization? All right, let's go through those four things. And I want to give you four sentences that would describe each of them. So when I say state the cost, a good way to say that is, my goal is to transfer to UC San Diego to complete a degree in mechanical engineering. The estimated annual cost is $32,000. All right. I've been very specific and I use that word called metrics, right? The $32,000. All right. In the second sentence, explain what you're doing to help yourself. I currently work part-time at a local grocery store and have saved $3,000 to contribute to my education. The third sentence, how will the scholarship make a difference? This scholarship would allow me to reduce my work hours, giving me more time to focus on my engineering coursework and undergraduate research. And the last sentence here, how are you going to give back? As a future engineer, I plan to mentor students from my community college and inspire them to pursue STEM careers. All right, so let's put it all together. I'm going to read you the paragraph. This is the paragraph that's going to go into your personal statement. I recommend it comes towards the end, right? So you've spent the entire essay bringing them into your world, using the senses, just like you did with the PIQs. You've told your story, you've told your major, you've shown not tell, right? Show not tell. And then we're going to put this in before we get into the conclusion. And this is where we ask, we're basically asking the scholarship organization for money. It sounds like this. My goal is to transfer to UC San Diego to complete a degree in mechanical engineering with an estimated annual cost of $32,000. I currently work part-time at a grocery store and have saved $3,000 to contribute towards my education. This scholarship would allow me to reduce my work hours, giving me more time to focus on my engineering coursework and undergraduate research. In the future, I plan to mentor students from my community college and encourage them to pursue STEM careers, giving back to the community that has supported me. Boom. Oh no. There we go. There. That's the scholarship essay paragraph that tells your story and shows need. Doesn't that sound great? You can follow that formula. Make sure it's in your personal statements, okay? All right, where to find scholarships? So now that you have your portfolio ready, you're just looking for scholarships to apply to. You can apply to tons of them. So I want you to start, if you look online, in your financial aid page of your community college, they typically have a list of scholarship search engines. Some big ones include FastWeb, which has been around a long time, scholarships.com, Big Future, CapEx, right? Those have all been around. They're legitimate. Here's a true test. You never have to pay for a scholarship search engine. Okay. If anything ever asks you for money to find money, it's probably a scam. Definitely show your counselor, but I would never pay money to be entered into any kind of a scholarship that you could win or anything like that. Scholarships are free to apply to. Okay. All right. In the big picture, most of the money that you're going to get is local money, which we're going to talk about right now. Don't sleep on those local scholarships. I promise you, that's really where a lot of money is. So first of all, ask your employer if they offer educational assistance. A lot of employers do. So if you have a job, start by checking out your employer. Number two, major related organizations. For example, if you are a business major, see if the Chamber of Commerce in your local city has a business scholarship. They might. Look into community service groups like Rotary, the Kiwanis, the Elks, any of those that you may be a part of. Even if you're not, a lot of them offer local scholarships. And finally, many local credit unions, utilities, and churches also sponsor scholarships. So if you're active in any of those, definitely look at local money. All right, your campus resources. You're not alone at this. So visit your college's Career Center. Many have scholarship listings, free workshops. Check with your transfer center, which often post scholarship opportunities for transfer students. You know, as they come in, I push those out to my transfer students. I compile them and they're part of my transfer emails and such. Just pay attention to that and see if your school offers a scholarship class. My community college has a one unit scholarship class. A lot of times they're taught through the counseling department. If you can't find one at your school, look on the CVC, which we talked about. Maybe you can take it through another college, but having that accountability of a scholarships class is awesome because it forces you to get these things done and to build your portfolio. Okay, social media and networking. In this day of social media, don't be afraid to ask your network for ideas or even direct support. I have a fun story for you here. Our local congressman once raised money for college by pre-selling pieces of his graduation robe, his future graduation robe. I thought that was really brilliant. Each donor got a signed picture when he graduated with a little piece of the robe. Now, isn't that cool? So think outside the box. You might create your own fundraising campaign. Put the fun in fundraiser. All right, start saving now. We're going to dive into budgeting in future episodes, but I do want to give you a friendly reminder. Start saving today. Even a little money each week will help you with unexpected costs next year. All right. This is a great time to pause and think about delayed gratification versus instant gratification, right? Delayed is something that we're going to put off having fun for fun in the future. I know Dave Ramsey. He has a great show and he says, today I'll live like no one else. So tomorrow I'll live like no one else. I remembered him saying that. And I thought about that, you know, in today's society, we want everything now, now, now. And sometimes putting that off and saving will really help you in your transfer year. So think about that. All right, to-do list for today. Cats, here we go. Here we go. Are you ready? Your transfer to-do list. All right, gather your resume, letters of recommendation, FAFSA, your student aid report, and a copy of your personal statement. Whew, that's a lot. Number two, create a scholarship-specific version of your essay that includes your financial need. You need to spell it out. Number three, sign up for one scholarship search engine, like FastWeb or one of those, and fully complete your profile. The more you put in, like in terms of the things about you, the more is going to come out, right? The better data in, the better data out, and in matching you with potential scholarships. Number four, visit your college career center or transfer center or financial aid office and ask about local scholarships. And finally, start saving a little bit at a time really adds up. Hey, thank you for joining me today. Tomorrow, we will be talking about interview tips for colleges, internships, and you guessed it, scholarships. You won't want to miss it. Until then, keep building that portfolio, taking small steps towards your future success. I am Scott Cooper, your transfer man. And this is 30 Days to Transfer. I will see you next for episode 20. Wow, already. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.